Vito, and then John.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to help people and get a little industry feedback on the way the fishery's prosecuted, once you get below 2,000 metric ton of shared quota and the U.S. is in the 60% to 75% split, you're at that breaking point where it's no longer a directed fishery, and it has a tremendous impact on the fishing plan for the year. What's happened in the past, once we got below 2,000 metric ton, is you'll see a lot of the catch occurred in April, the last month of the fishing year. People held that quota, did not fish the bank, waiting for news of haddock, and held back on it. So it appears that you're controlling catch with the quota. You're controlling behavior tremendously. We don't have a homogeneous stock distribution out there. They know where the yellowtail are, and when the quota gets down below a certain point, you preserve it as bycatch. So that's, you're already way beyond that point. At 500 ton, you've got almost no activity going on the bank in the shoals where the yellowtail are. So that's where you're at right now. I think the idea of striking the language makes sense and leaving that to the managers and how they get as low as possible. But remember, the spirit of the bycatch only one was to depart from the model and account for uncertainty if the assessment is way off. And there is so much yellowtail out there that it's constrained behavior so crazy that you can't even conduct business activity on the bank anymore, that what would be, if we were that far off, what would be a safe amount to be caught in the event there's 10 times more yellowtail out there than we thought? That was the idea that the SSC put forward. So almost a twofold recommendation: if you can really remove the incentive to land yellowtail, that's accounting for that huge uncertainty and discounting the model completely, then there's this number. If you're going to leave it up to the managers and how they manage whatever comes, then you're going to go lean more towards the model, which is the 500 metric ton, and say, just in case the model's right, we don't want to destroy the stock by having a targeted fishery. So I think you can almost have a range there of two different recommendations. But I think when you stick to the 500 ton, you're basically going with the model and allowing the managers to do the best they can at 500 ton. We'd support that too.